The Bush administration is trying to reassure airline passengers they'll be safe this summer, despite proposals to cut spending in the federal Air Marshal Program. The cutbacks are being considered just as the administration has issued new warnings about the possibility of terrorists hijacking airplanes. NPR's Pam Fessler reports.
The advisory about possible hijackings was issued this past weekend. The administration told airlines and law enforcement authorities it had new intelligence indicating that terrorists might be planning to seize airplanes for another 9/11-style attack. Officials were told to tighten security if necessary. But a day earlier, the administration sent out another message, this one to Congress, calling for a $104 million cut in the federal Air Marshal Program, one of the main ways the federal government protects aviation. Democratic lawmakers today called the proposed cuts dangerous, and they noted reports that the administration was also considering trimming back air marshals on international and cross-country flights. New York Senator Hillary Clinton said it was evidence that the Bush administration isn't devoting enough resources to Homeland Security.
To have this appear at the very same time that we were being given what was considered credible intelligence about new hijacking plots was just more than anybody should have to tolerate.
But administration officials quickly denied that the Air Marshal Program is being weakened. The Department of Homeland Security said reports that air marshals were being cut are untrue. And at a morning news conference, President Bush said his administration is doing what it can to protect against terrorist attacks.
And so we're focusing on the airline industry right now. And we've got reason to do so. And I'm confident we will thwart the attempts.
Officials also said that the proposed funding cut is only a suggestion as the administration works with Congress to try to plug a $900 million hole in this year's budget for the Transportation Security Administration. A TSA spokesman said the cuts would come from administrative expenses and have no impact on the number of air marshals. But that might be a moot point, since lawmakers from both parties indicated they would reject the plan, sending the administration back to look for other places to cut. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.